Word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this terrific Thursday, March 19, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Perry Johnson for Governor's website sent out a press release statement yesterday afternoon after the verdict, the sentencing of the fraudsters that kept him and four other Republican gubernatorial candidates off the ballot in 2022. Well, you heard in that story, he has now implemented a new verification system when people sign his petition sheet this year. 2 hours later, I got a text message into my phone as well as an email alert to the radio station. Perry Johnson for Governor announces the mega MEGA audit, Michigan Efficiency Government Audit. This is his policy proposal. Restoring accountability, eliminating waste, and protecting Michigan taxpayer dollars. Perry Johnson has spent his career helping organizations identify waste, improve efficiency, and deliver measurable results. As one of the nation's leading experts on quality management and operational excellence, Johnson has worked with more than 60,000 businesses and organizations across the United States and around the world, helping them improve productivity, reduce costs, and implement internationally recognized quality control standards such as his ISO certification. His work has focused on identifying inefficiencies, eliminating unnecessary bureaucracy, and creating systems that produce better results at a lower cost. As governor, Johnson will bring the same discipline and his expertise to Lansing by applying private sector efficiency principles to our state government. Michigan taxpayers deserve a government that treats their money with the same discipline families and businesses must show every day. Unfortunately, Lansing has developed a long track record of wasteful spending, failed programs, bureaucratic growth, and the lack of accountability. Business leader and quality expert Perry Johnson is proposing the most aggressive government reform initiative in Michigan's history. His mega audit, Michigan Efficiency Government Audit. Johnson says the audit will conduct a full department-by-department review of all levels of Michigan state government to identify waste, eliminate inefficiencies, and refund the money to the taxpayers. Johnson has spent his career helping more than 60,000 companies worldwide. As governor, he will apply these same principles to our state government. And then the rest of the press release goes into specifics. This is very interesting. One of the things that I think has been long overdue. We spent $1 million to a Washington state company to investigate the history of the treatment of Native American children in boarding schools, 302 pages, and they never provided any answers. $1 million. The list goes on and on and on. We'll get into the details. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. I got a press release yesterday afternoon, and it's also posted on Perry Johnson for Governor's campaign website. Perry Johnson announced his plan to implement a mega audit, Michigan Efficiency Government Audit. Mega will be a comprehensive forensic audit of all state agencies, state departments, state boards, and state commissions, and all major government programs. The audit will focus on identifying wasteful spending, fraud and abuse, inefficient government operations, redundant or outdated programs, bloated bureaucracies, failed contracts and technological systems, and programs that do not produce any measurable results, but yet require money to be funded. The goal is simple. Make Michigan government efficient, accountable, and focused on results. Key components of the audit. Department by department efficiency audits. Every state department will undergo a full operational and financial audit during the first 2 years of the Johnson administration. Each department must demonstrate the following. This is interesting. How taxpayer dollars are being spent. On the money being spent for programs, are there any achievable, measurable results? How and where can these operations be streamlined or consolidated? Zero-based budgeting. I love this. Absolutely. I've been calling for this for, let's see, ran for the state senate in 2010, going on 16 years ago. Zero-based budgeting. Exactly what we do with our businesses and our families. Instead of automatically increasing spending each year, departments will have to rebuild their budgets from scratch. Zero. That's what zero-based budgeting is. When you start to sit down to do your budget, the spreadsheet is empty. You have no income. You have no spending. You have no expenditures. You have no expenses. You then sit down and say, okay, what are our expenses? What do we have to put on this budget that we know we're going to have to spend money on? Well, a household budget, you'd sit down. What's the biggest, most expensive thing you have? Probably your house payment. Along with the house payment, does it include taxes? Does it include insurance? Then the cost to operate the house. Electricity. You have to heat it. Electricity, heating. Do you have a city water bill? Or are you on a well? Is trash pickup included in your taxes? Or do you have to pay for it separately? You sit down and you list every hard line item expense that you have. Perhaps you have a car payment. Maybe you have two car payments. What about the insurance for the cars? What about the gas for the cars? What about maintenance? Brakes, tires, whatever. You go through and you list all your expenses. Now, in government, the biggest cost, the biggest expense they have instead of a mortgage is salaries. Okay, bureaucratic agency X, how many people are in your department, in this agency department? Well, you have the manager, supervisor. Then you have workers underneath that supervisor that the workers do the work and report to the supervisor. The supervisor oversees their work and their activities. Do you have an office? Oh, yeah. Okay, what's the rent or the lease on the office space? Do you own your furniture, your desks, your computers, or do you lease them? You go through the government line by line. And in his statement, every program must justify its existence and funding needs. If a program cannot demonstrate value to the taxpayers, it will either be reformed or eliminated. Yes. Using this methodology without even getting into the other portions of it, which I'm going to, I could see where Perry Johnson could cut this budget probably in half, if not at least by 25 to 33%. Zero-based budgeting would do that on its own. Step number three, independent private sector review teams. Johnson will bring in private sector efficiency experts to help him review the state government's operations. These teams will apply internationally recognized quality management, operational excellence, and standards that are used by successful businesses around the world. Step number four, I like this one too. Transparency for taxpayers. These audits and their findings will be made public so that Michigan residents can see exactly where their tax dollars are being spent and where they had been wasted. Perry Johnson will create a public dashboard that will track audit findings, cost savings, eliminating waste, and government performance metrics. What does that mean? Every governmental agency, bureaucratic agency department would have to prove that they are performing the main objectives of their department. And it would be listed on the website, basically grading each one of these departments. Step five, government waste reduction targets. Each department will be required to meet aggressive waste reduction targets and efficiency benchmarks. Departments that fail to meet performance standards will face restructuring or complete elimination. Then he goes on and lists some examples of wasteful spending in Michigan government. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Unemployment insurance fraud. Michigan's unemployment system paid out hundreds of millions of dollars in fraudulent claims due to a weak verification system and poor oversight. Criminal organizations were able to exploit the system while taxpayers paid the cost. What was it? $9 billion, I believe, in fraudulent claims were paid during COVID. Unemployment Insurance Agency did a complete overhaul. They fired the director and they paid millions of dollars to create a new computer system. And never asked for the money to be paid back. Secretary of State's website failure. Michigan spent tens of millions of dollars attempting to modernize Secretary of State's technology systems. The rollout resulted in long appointment delays, system failures, and major disruptions for residents trying to access basic government services. Oh, this next one, I've been yelling and screaming about this for years. Michigan Economic Development Corporation subsidies, the MEDC. For years, the MEDC has distributed hundreds of millions of dollars in corporate subsidies and tax incentives. Many economists and policy analysts question whether these incentives create real economic growth or simply shift economic activity at the taxpayers' cost. The mega audit will review every subsidy program and measure it on its true return on investment, ROI. You've got to look at the spending of government money with a return on investment. If you don't do it using that metric, you're wasting money. If you're not getting a return on your investment, if test scores aren't going up for children after increasing public school spending every single year since she's been governor, then you're not getting a rate of return. It's not worth the money you're spending. Something is wrong. It's got to be fixed. Lastly, cost overruns in government technology contracts. Oh, this is excellent. Major IT projects frequently exceed budgets and timelines, costing taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars in overruns and delays. The mega audit will evaluate procurement practices and review contract management to eliminate these failures and overruns. Then, this is what it will lead to. Over the years, Michigan's government has created dozens of boards, commissions, and agencies. And many of these duplicate functions and operate with very minimal oversight. The mega audit will identify opportunities to consolidate agencies, eliminate redundant programs, and reduce administrative overhead, bringing business discipline to Lansing. Perry Johnson has built his career helping organizations eliminate waste and operate more efficiently. He believes government should operate under the same principles that successful businesses follow. Measured results. Eliminate inefficiencies. Reward performance. And hold leadership accountable. Michigan families have to balance their budgets. State government should do the same. The mega audit will bring real accountability to Lansing, said Perry Johnson. We have got to do this. Savings will help fund Johnson's broader economic reforms, his 47-47 plan to eliminate the Michigan income tax, reforming property tax,